Cash the Seahawks spirit at Safeway. Purchase 3 participating products with your club card and you can win 2017 season tickets. You could also win a prize in one of our weekly giveaways. Just look for the shop and score participating player products. Don't miss the player of the week this week. Coca-Cola 12-pack 12-ounce cans. 4 for $11 when you buy 4 with your club card. Safeway, the official supermarket of the Seattle Seahawks. No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents residing in Alaska, Idaho, or Washington, 18 and older. See official rules at shopscorealbs.com. Ends January 3rd, 2017.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Jaden Sterling, international best-selling author of the award-winning book, The Alchemy of True Success. And welcome to Soul to Profit Radio, where my guests and I share tips and strategies to help you, the enlightened entrepreneur, take your business to the next level. So make sure you grab paper and pen to write down these amazing tips and strategies that we're going to share with you to help you fill your soul and your wallet. Let's get started. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Soul to Profit Radio, where we share tips and strategies to help you stay focused, inspired, and motivated so that you can live each day abundantly. I'm your host, Jaden Sterling. Welcome, welcome. It's going to be a great show today. If you want to join the radio show party, you can go to my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Jaden, J-A-D-E-N, Sterling Wealth Wisdom, and the number 2. You can go there, ask any questions that you like, or simply give feedback about today's show. Would love to connect with you and all of our amazing, wonderful listeners. So thank you so much for all the feedback you leave me on the show pages and also on iTunes. I'm so grateful. As I've been saying, you know, as you leave positive feedback on iTunes, it helps the show get found by more and more people, and that's what we want to do. We want to bring all this goodness and spread it around the globe. That's the goal. So you can also call in today if you have a question about the topic, which is Fit Body, Fit Life, 5 Simple Steps to Improve Your Health and Life. I don't know if I'll get to all 5 today, but I'll give it my best shot since we have just 30 minutes together. You can call in at area code 626-231-0306. If you are in the U.S., you can call toll-free, which is area code 877-633-9454. And I'll be happy to answer your questions or give you a little guidance. You know, maybe you have a situation you've been working on. You know, as you know, the month of June is all about mind, body, spirit, which are the tools that we have available to all of us to live a life of success. Last week, we talked about the mind, doing some fancy-schmancy mind techniques and the mind meld and some other techniques to help you have clarity with your thoughts. And now this week we'll get into body, and next week I'll continue with the body, and then we'll end up with the spirit during the last week in June. So that's the lineup for the month of June. It's going to be a great month. It's fun, you know, as we shift into this new energies, into new things happening for us. It gives us an opportunity to look at our lives and say, okay, well, you know, what else is available to me? You know, what else can I experience? Maybe you're going through a time in your life of transition where you've looked at your life and you said, you know, yeah, my life has been pretty good so far, but I know I can get this thing better. I can get it clipping along. I can get my life to the point where I absolutely love my life. I love waking up each and every day and saying, all right, I get to step into my day, and I get to work with my clients that I choose, and I get to share my message that I have. And that's the level of living that I strive for each and every day, and that's the level of which I know you as well can reach. We can all get there, folks. We just got to do a little bit of work, right? What's the saying? If you continue to do the same thing over and over again and expect different results, that's the definition of insanity. We don't want that. We are striving, and we know we've got the tools and the strategies to live the most incredible, extraordinary life ever. And that's what we're here to do. So today, now, you know, some of you might be saying, gosh, you know, my soul is, or my show, my soul too, is talking about how to share tips and strategies around soulful work, purposeful work, and also how to be abundant in that process. And, you know, that's, if you've listened to my show for any period of time, that's what I talk about. That's what my guests talk about as well. And that's the main structure of the show. So you may be asking, well, why talk about the body? You know, what's so important about that? And, you know, that's certainly fair enough. But the reality is, if you don't have good health, you don't have anything. You know, if your health isn't clipping along, everything else in life is completely irrelevant. It simply stops mattering. So the key is, good health is actually the most important part of living an abundant life. If your health is good and you feel good every day, you are light years ahead of most people, and also of, you know, where society really wants us to be. And I certainly won't get into too much conspiracy theory things, but it's really touched close to my life, and it's been a big part of my lesson in life, because as some of you may know, my twin brother passed on 4 years ago from colon cancer. And when he was diagnosed, we were living in the States at the time, and he was living in Philadelphia, so very close to some of the finest colleges and finest hospitals in the area. Johns Hopkins was close by, University of Pennsylvania. And we met with many oncologists at those particular establishments and hospitals in that local area. And they all had the same protocol for him. You know, when he was diagnosed, it was stage 4, so it was quite late in the process. But they all said, look, you know, what you need to do is have surgery. We need to operate. We need to get you on chemotherapy, heavy, heavy chemotherapy. And you've got basically 2 to 4 years to live. And that was his diagnosis. That's what each and every oncologist said. And no one deviated from that. And I thought, well, this is bizarre. So when I was in the meetings with these oncologists, I asked each doctor, hey, you know, I hear what you're saying, but has anyone ever outlived that diagnosis? Like, has anyone lived longer than that 4-year period that you give people typically, you know, who have this type of cancer at this stage? And every doctor said, oh, yeah, there are people who live beyond that. And I said, oh, okay, great. Well, what did they do differently? And each doctor was clueless. They were like, we don't know. And at first, I was taken aback. I almost thought it was a joke. I thought, well, how could you not know? I didn't say this out loud, but I said this to myself. Maybe I should have said it out loud. But what I realized was that they didn't care to know. They didn't care to know what would extend someone's life. What they wanted to do was to put my brother through a clinical trial to test other drugs. Like, that's what, you know, and if any of you have gone through this, I know cancer affects many, many lives out there, and many people and families are affected by it. And if you've walked through this process, you know very quickly on that this is not about how to get the body back to health. It's about how to, again, operate and also load up the body with chemotherapy or radiation and testing different drugs to see, you know, what happens. And what they're doing is they're testing to see if someone will outlive the average. That's all they're doing. They're seeing, oh, will someone actually live longer than 4 years, or will they die sooner? What will happen when we mix this cocktail of new drugs? And for him, he was 38 years old when he was diagnosed, so he was sort of like a rock star. He was a really young person with a severe level of cancer, stage 4, that's when it was caught, and it had already spread all throughout his body. And so they were curious about working, about having him be in their clinical trials. So he got more attention than most during this process, and yet no doctor could ever answer the question, what are people doing differently who are outliving the 4-year diagnosis with stage 4 cancer? They couldn't answer it. So, you know, again, at first I was shocked by them not knowing, and then I realized later on that, okay, I get it. I get what's going on here. So I did my own research into dis-ease or and we can break that word down, disease or dis-ease within the body. Because my brother, my twin brother, passed on of colon cancer, and my mother had colon cancer as well. And my grandfather had prostate cancer. So clearly in my genes, there was cancer. And everyone pointed to me and said, oh, well, you have to get checked. You know, you have to do this and have to do that. And I've always been kind of the odd one out. You know, I don't know, maybe some of you listeners will feel the same way in your family. You know, I didn't always follow the normal protocol within my family, although I grew up side by side along my brother. I noticed as we were growing up when we were younger that he ate a lot of sugar, and if there's anything that I have a challenge with, it is sugar. But I keep it in check, and he at times went overboard with it, with eating a lot of sugar and a lot of red meat. And as he got older, I noticed certain things that he did in his lifestyle that really, I believe, affected him and his health. And that is really what my show is today. You know, I think that we all know that what gets measured can be improved. And typically a person's health is measured by a number on a scale. And from that number, we form all kinds of opinions about ourselves, and we either say, you know, that we weigh too much or we don't weigh enough, and we judge ourselves based on a number on a scale. And frankly, I think we're looking at the wrong thing to measure. In fact, I think we need to start looking at more important and helpful measurements as it relates to our health. So yes, I am giving all of you permission to throw out your scales today. Just get rid of them. Get them out of the bathroom. You know what? You don't need them. Because now we're going to focus you in on your health. And when I say health, what I mean is your energy level, your ability to think clearly, how often you are sick or not. Maybe you're someone who doesn't get sick very often. It also, you know, let's look at your ability to connect to your higher self and to the universe. And, you know, ask yourself whether or not you have joint pain. That's also another indicator of health within the body. And also look at, you know, how many prescription medications you take. And lastly, overall, how do you feel? You know, I mean, that's really the big one, right? How do you feel in your clothes? How do you feel in your body? Do you know that, you know, maybe it was a long winter, right? I mean, it's easy to pack on the little muffin top around there, and that little muffin top actually can affect your ability to feel good. So that's the key. You know, when we try to measure a person's health on a scale, all we're doing is measuring weight. It's a single number that we're looking at. And I believe, really, it's entirely the wrong thing to measure. So we're going to look at some things that contribute to your overall well-being. Because the list that I went through, you know, your energy level, your ability to think clearly, your health in terms of not getting sick, your lack of joint pain, and, you know, really medications, I'm not going to get too much into that, but if you're taking a lot of prescription medications, you got to be really cautious with that. And the good news is there are three things that mostly contribute to those type of situations. In terms of your energy level, thinking clearly, prescription medications, joint pain. And those are the food you eat, which is fuel for your body, the daily exercise you get, which is moving your body, getting your body in motion, and the thoughts you have, specifically how you view the world. Is the world a friendly place or unfriendly? Your role in the world, you know, and whether or not you're contributing to the greater good. And the amazing thing is, the good news is, that you're in charge of all of those things. You're in charge of what goes into your mouth. You're in charge of how much or how little you move your body. And you're in charge of your thoughts. Believe it or not, you actually control your thoughts. Now, I know this is going to be earth-shattering for some of you. You're going to be like, what? My thoughts are crazy. I can't control them. And I get that. And, you know, I won't go into thoughts specifically. Listen to last week's show, because I covered that in detail about how thoughts affect us and how we can get control of them. Now, I have to give full disclosure here. I'm not a medical doctor. I don't play one on television. And, you know, if we're talking about changing up your diet, I probably have to say that to consult your enlightened doctor, though, enlightened physician. Don't just consult any physician about these tips and strategies, you know, in terms of which ones that you want to take on in your life and which ones you want to discard. Either way is fine. You'll know. You know, that's the number one thing when it comes to you. Follow your inner guidance. It will tell you. It will tell you what resonates with you and what doesn't. Trust that. Okay? Trust that. If you show up at a doctor's office, first of all, I don't deal with any physician. I don't deal with any, period. But if I have to, I make sure that they are living a healthy lifestyle themselves. I will never take advice from a physician who is overweight. I will not allow them to tell me, you know, how to live my life and what good choices to make. I just simply won't do it. So at times we really need to consider the source, right? Where is it coming from, the information that you're getting? That's enough said about that. You know what I'm saying. Okay, so let's get into the food portion because, you know, as I mentioned, the show is about how to make slight modifications with your day-to-day life that will really contribute to your well-being. And, you know, like I said, this isn't some big fancy-schmancy new exercise program or fad diet. It's nothing like that. These are lifestyle changes that you can make starting today that will instantly help you start to feel better, to have clarity in your thinking, you know, to start knowing more about who you are and what you're capable of. You know, that's why I'm covering these topics, because it, you know, it's not about how to lose weight. I don't really believe in that. I believe this is an overall approach. Now, here's the thing with food. This is big. We know that the interesting thing about food is it will have one of two effects on your body. Very seldom does anything that you eat have a neutral effect. It's either going to help you thrive or it's going to cause discomfort or eventually lead to dis-ease within the body. And food has that ability. Now, I always ask everyone, if you had a car, think about this for a second, if you had a car that cost, let's say, $1 million, what type of fuel would you put in that car? I'm guessing some of you would say, you know, the highest and best they have available, right? Like super unleaded or high octane, you know, whatever it is. Now, let's apply that same question to ourselves and to the vehicle, our vehicle, that carries us around throughout our life. And it needs to last as long as we take care of it, right? That's how long the physical body lasts. And for some people, it can be well into the hundreds. For others, the life can be shorter, 41 years, whatever it is. So then you have to ask yourself the same question. You know, let's say, I mean, you know, I forget the number, but it was something like, what was it, $15 million. If they had to reconstruct the body and rebuild it and use, like, prosthetic arms and legs, and, I mean, maybe it's $50 million. The number is astronomical. And the reality is it's probably priceless. We can't really put a price on what it would take to recreate your physical body. It's so amazing. So here you go. You have this already in place, this physical body that's incredible what it's capable of. And then you have to ask yourself, okay, what level of fuel am I putting in my body? Am I putting low-grade fuel in the body, which are, you know, fried foods and cheap fast food, things like that, that's genetically modified or hormoned up or, you know, whatever, that kind of thing? Or am I putting food that's organic, like fruits and vegetables that are farmer grown outdoors in the air, getting the vitamin D through the leaves, the sunlight in, and food that's healthy for the body, that makes it alkaline. So there's a couple things, you know, that I've heard along the way, which I want to share with you, which I think are really important as it relates to food. And that is, this was said by Jack LaLanne. This is a quote from Jack LaLanne. Unfortunately, he passed on a few years ago, but he lived well into his 80s and was extremely physically active up until he passed on. And he said, if it tastes good, spit it out. Now, for some of you, you know that eating well and eating healthy foods tastes good to you because you're used to it. He's referring to the type of sugary, fatty, fried foods. You know, if you're doing it just for taste, spit it out. Just don't even let it go down your throat, right? Another thing I heard, I don't know who said this, but it was a quote, is a moment on the lips worth a lifetime on the hips? So something to consider, right? But do you reach for that sweet thing or that salty thing, that fried thing, to fill some other type of pleasure, right? That quick pleasure sensation, because as we know, there's the biological effect that the more you eat, the blood rushes to the abdomen, stomach area, and it allows you to feel comforted. So you really have to ask yourself, you know, why am I eating this thing? Why, you know, become conscious of why you're eating what you're eating. And then the third thing I heard is nothing tastes as good as being thin feels. So those are a few things that I thought were really good, sound advice when it comes to food. You know, overall, again, this is like an overall strategy. Now, foods, again, I started off saying that food can have one of two effects on your body. It can actually help nourish your body, or it's actually having or it can kill it. I mean, that's the truth. Let's just deal with it straight on here. So whatever you're putting in your mouth has the ability to do either one. It's not both. Food is either going to nourish your cells, and that's really what the body wants. Whenever you're hungry, it's the body saying, hey, feed me with nourishing food. And anything that you eat that isn't nourishing or doesn't have any type of redeemable substance for your body to work with, to break down, to support the bone structure, support its entire working mechanism, it will simply tell you soon after you ate, hey, I'm hungry, feed me something I can work with. That's what hunger means. It's the body's call to you, reminding you that it needs something to work with. It needs nourishing food. Now, a couple ways, and you've heard the FDA say it's important to drink lots of water, and it's important to get 7 to 8 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. And of course, I agree, and that's challenging to do. But the one way you can do that very easily is to start juicing your fruits and vegetables. Now, you don't have to go out and buy a $300 or $400 juicer right out of the gate. You can start with a simple Hamilton Beach. I had a Hamilton Beach juicer. It cost me $56 about 10 years ago, and it worked until the day I moved and I gave it to a friend. So I'm sure it's still working. So it's called a Hamilton Beach. It's a simple juicer. It's very good. So all you do, now I believe, now many people say that it's important to drink your juice right after you juice it, because that's when it's mostly alive, and that's when you get most of the good enzymes in the juice to do their work. That is true. That works well, but it also works to juice your juice in batches and keep it for a while. You can keep juice in the refrigerator up to 6 days as long as you take off the foam on the top. As you juice, it's going to naturally start to leave a little foam on the top. You need to skim that off. If you skim that off, throw that away, and then just put the juice in there, it'll last for 6 days, and then you've got it. We like to do batching of juicing because it's time-consuming to wash all the vegetables, and you know, just it takes a while, but it's wonderful to have it available. Then as you go into the refrigerator, you'll grab it, and you'll be able to enjoy your juice. And you can juice anything. Every morning we do a simple, we get a beet out, we get carrots, we get apple, greens, kale, And we put that in along with a lemon. You'll want to take the outer part of the lemon off, actually just cut all that away. And then we do a little thing of ginger. Put that through the juicer, and then we've got an incredible way to start the day. So I highly, highly recommend that. The juicing, what it'll do to you, you'll instantly start to feel it as you drink it. You'll start to feel your cells do what I call the happy dance. You know, your body goes, oh, yes, thank you, this is so good. I can work with this. Finally, something I can work with, nutrients. So your cells will do a little happy dance. You'll feel good. And you're going to start to cleanse your system a little bit. You know, if you start out, it depends on really where you start from. And it depends on how healthy you are now as you step into this type of protocol. If you're pretty healthy, you know, you don't eat too much fried foods, too much garbage, when you start juicing, you won't have any difficulty. If your body is very acidic and you're out of balance, if you have a lot of extra weight on you, this is going to cause your body to have a bit of a detox effect. So you're going to want to stay close to the washroom, to the bathroom, to do your business. And to allow, because you want to detox, you want to get that out of your body. The body, if you're a meat eater, a heavy meat eater, you can start to, it starts to clog up the body a bit, and it gets backlogged, and it actually starts rotting in your gut, because it's too backed up, your system's too alkaline, or too acidic, and it's not able to process the meat if you're eating a lot of meat. And that's one thing my brother did. He was a big meat eater, and a lot of meats that were not free-range or organically raised, they were high in the chemicals and hormones, you know, that most meat is. I mean, it's, boy, just Google any kind of meat system, you know, whether it's chickens or cows, and see how they are raised in these small confined spaces. Hundreds and hundreds and thousands of chickens are raised in a coop all together. Some of them can't even form their limbs. They can't even walk. It's just so sad what's going on. But you can make a change. You know, you decide what goes into your body. You're in charge of that. And boy, I can't believe we only have 3 minutes left. This show has gone on. And I have many, many more amazing tips for you. So I will get to those next week on the show next week, which is Wednesday, June 18th. I'll be talking about the last four top strategies that I have for you to live a life of freedom and wellness. And, you know, when we're well and healthy and living abundantly, that really does give us the freedom in our lives. If your health is not taken care of or looked after, nothing else matters. I mean, we all know that. If you've ever been sick or had a really bad cold and kind of laid up in bed, you know, probably the last thing you was on your mind was, oh, how can I go out and live my soul's purpose? Or how can I create, you know, an incredible course for someone to take? You know, none of that really matters. It's like you're just focusing on getting better and feeling better. So, your homework is for this show, homework, your challenge is to, you know, start really taking a good look at your life and get crystal clear about where you are with your health regime. You know, are you, and how your eating is. Eating is the big, big part. You know, they often say, people are like, oh, I want a six pack, you know, with a six pack of abs. Not a six-pack of beer, but, I want abs to be in the six-pack. And the truth is, a six-pack of abs is made in the kitchen, not in the gym. And that's where health starts, is in the kitchen. It starts with what you choose to put into your body each and every day at every meal. And the good news is, doesn't matter what you've done up until now, you're only one meal away from feeling good. Like, that's the beautiful thing about this. The body is so adaptable that when you start to change it up and eat and juice, eat foods of higher vibration that are good for your body, you're going to start to feel really, really good. Now, again, I'll ask all of you, please tell your friends about my podcast. It's available on iTunes. And as you know, I don't load up my show with commercial breaks so that I can continue to bring you great uninterrupted shows. So please tell your spiritually minded or entrepreneurial minded friends to tune in to Soul to Profit Radio. They can access all of my shows and episodes on iTunes. While you're there, please click the 5 stars, give us a rating, and you can write whatever you'd like, but it would really help us in the rankings, and it would help the show as well. So thank you all for that. I hope you have a fantastic week. Remember, do those things this week that fill your soul and your wallet. And next week I'll be back focusing again on the body and giving you the last 4 top strategies. And some of these, 2 of these are going to blow your mind, because I've just recently discovered one of these probably about 2 months ago, and it has literally changed my life. It's been incredible. So that's next week's show. You have that to look forward to. To find out more about my work, please visit www.jadensterling.com, and I'll see you next week. Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.
When you don't go to geico.com, car insurance can be hard, like early 90s heavy metal hard.
I'm yelling and screaming.
Geico makes it easy. You can review and update your policy or report a claim on Geico.com or the Geico mobile app. Because shouldn't we all have a little less stress in our lives?
I'm not even upset about anything!
Every day, 1 million people enter the United States. Travelers, visitors, newcomers, and some who intend us harm. And every day, the men and women of U.S. Customs and Border Protection safeguard our nation. CBP officers stop terrorists, drugs, and counterfeit goods before they enter our country. In an uncertain world, CBP is America's edge. Visit cbp.gov/careers. CBP, America's edge. CBP is an equal opportunity employer.